This may come as a surprise to you, but I think the debate, if you look back over the past year, the quality of the debate improves, and we get a better understanding of the issue. Not a perfect understanding, not total agreement, but the dialogue of democracy works. We're testing that statement I just made with respect to health care. My prediction would be for you that we will get a health care bill. It'll not be a perfect bill. We'll be working on it for years to come just because of the complexity of the subject. But the difficult, messy, intense, partisan dialogue we've had will result, I think, in an improvement in the healthcare system in the United States.
You worked on healthcare bills throughout your time in Congress, some of which quite famously never passed. And just recently, former Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill came to Bloomington and essentially apologized to the young people in the audience for his generation, saying they failed to tackle some of the world's big problems. And Governor Daniels told Butler's graduating class in May that his generation, the baby boomers, were self-indulgent and selfish. What do you make of these characterizations, and do you share some of their feelings?
I would not accept the argument that we had failed as a generation. Now, having said that, we also turn over to you an awful lot of problems, and they're really tough, domestic problems and foreign problems. And I regret that 40 or 50 years after Harry Truman called for health care for all Americans, we don't have it. I regret that we can't find our way out of Iraq and Afghanistan. One of the habits I have is to read the casualty lists in the American newspapers. I don't know most of the names. I read every one of them, and I read their hometowns. And most of all, I look at their ages. And I look back and say to myself, well, Hamilton, many times you were involved in the decision to use American power. But every time I made that decision, sometimes for it, sometimes against it, I knew that young Americans were going to be put into dangerous places. And that it was a very easy decision for me because I was sitting up there in an air-conditioned office in Washington. And no matter how I voted, I'd go home and have dinner that night and take a nice shower and go to a nice clean bed. And that the men and women I were sending out would be enduring incredible hardships, and some of them would not return. Those are decisions that haunt you. So my generation has done a lot of good things, but we've left you with a long list of formidable challenges. But look, I'm at the end of the string. I have run the race, basically, and I know that others are coming along and they have to now take the responsibility. I may have done some things right, and I probably did a good many things wrong, but whatever it is, the race has been run. And what I do is not really going to be all that important.
Well, I think our time is up.
Well, thank you for the interview. It's a pleasure to be with you.
All right. Well, thank you for sitting down with me today.